Hello everyone, I'm Erwan and today I'm going to discuss about electric cars with our special guest. An environmental activist, the CEO of an electric car company and an average consumer. We're going to start this interview with our environmental activist. So, where is your name?
My name is Luke.
Hello Luke. Well, firstly, why do you claim that electric cars are not the environmental solution many people believe they are?
Well, because they largely replace a car that pollutes with another one that also pollutes instead of changing the system itself. Electric cars still require an enormous amount of energy, materials, roads, and parking. They do reduce emissions, but they do not solve overproduction or overconsumption, which are some of the causes of the environmental crisis.
Okay, and what environmental impacts of electric vehicle production do you think are being ignored or minimized?
I think several major ones are consistently ignored. First of all, the massive resource extraction for lithium, cobalt, nickel, and other rare earths. Then high carbon emissions, of course, especially during manufacturing and battery production. Then there's the water depletion and contamination near mining sites. And there's also the toxic waste and unresolved battery, which causes recycling issues.
And do you believe the meaning required for batteries creates a new form of environmental explosion? Why?
Yes, absolutely. Battery mining is often repeating a familiar pattern. Wealthy countries get green technology while marginalizing communities absorb the environmental and social costs. Indigenous lands are disrupted, water sources are drained, workers face dangerous conditions, and local ecosystems are permanently damaged. Calling this sustainable while it relies on extractive colonial practices is deeply dishonest.
Thank you very much, Luke. So now we are going with our CEO of a car company. Where is your name?
My name is Jan.
Hello, Jan. Welcome. So, as the leader of an electric vehicle brand, what would you say to those who claim that electric cars are not truly eco-friendly?
Well, when you compare them with normal cars, you can clearly see that they are more eco-friendly because producing the batteries obviously generates pollution, but during their use, electric vehicles, they don't produce emissions, and in the end, they end up polluting less than petrol or diesel cars.
You know that the high purchase price is still a barrier for many consumers. Is your industry working on making these cars more affordable?
Yes, the industry is working very hard to lower the prices, and the battery costs are falling, the technology is improving very fast, and all of this helps make electric cars more affordable and available for more people.
Okay, and finally, how do you respond to criticism regarding the origin of batteries and the environmental impact of their production?
The production of batteries is a big concern for us, and we're trying to reduce the use of harmful materials, improving the recycling process, and making sure we pollute less.
Thank you very much. Now we are going with, finally, with our consumer. What is your name?
Hello, my name is Nicholas.
Hello, Nicholas. Welcome. You have an experience with both type of vehicles. What aspects of electric cars do you find appealing and which ones do not convince you?
Me, I like the electric cars because they are smooth and fast to drive. The instant power feels great. They also cheaper to maintain. No oil changes, few parts, and lower energy cost. They are better for the environment and much quieter, which is a good for cities. What I don't like is the battery range on long trips. Changing also take times and the car are still expensive, even with incentives.
Okay, and do you think it is practical today to own an electric car for daily use, especially considering range and charging stations?
Yes, for most people it's practical. Daily trips are usually short, and the battery is enough. Home charging makes life easier. But for long trips or rural areas, charging can still be a problem.
I agree also. And finally, to what extent do price, incentives and maintenance cost influence your opinion about switching to an electric vehicle?
They are very important. The high price is a big issue. Incentive helps a lot and maintains the cost are lower, so you save money over time.
Thank you very much, Nico. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you very much for coming here in this new podcast. Have a nice day, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.